This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today with our study of the question, why doesn't everyone love the Lord Jesus Christ? We pointed out yesterday the great value, even the necessity, of one's loving the Lord if he is to be saved. And we had pointed out that one reason why many people do not love the Lord is simply because of ignorance. Ignorance of their own immortality, ignorance of the universality of the judgment, ignorant of their own sin, and ignorance of the consequences of sin. We want to say just a little more about the fact of ignorance upon the part of men at this point today. Some men are ignorant of Christ's mission into the world. They're not really aware of why the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. But Luke chapter 19 and verse 10 says that he came to seek and to save the lost. Christ came to save you. Now your reaction may be, oh well, sin isn't anything. But the Bible teaches that the wages of sin is death. And that means to be cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death, Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15. And so we dare not say that sin isn't anything and that it doesn't have a consequence of real importance. On the other hand, you may feel that you simply are so wicked that the Lord cannot or would not want to save you. But the Bible teaches that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That means that the Lord loves you no matter how wicked a life you've lived. And in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, the Bible teaches that the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men. The Lord wants you to be saved, and his blood has the power to save you. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7. Further, men are ignorant of God's goodness and severity. Sometimes people think simply, oh well, I'm a sinner to be sure, and it's bad to be lost in sin, but since God loves man, everything's going to come out all right. But in Romans chapter 11 and verse 22, Paul made clear that we should behold then the goodness and the severity of God. He makes clear that the goodness is toward those who love and obey the Lord, but his severity is toward those who do not obey him. If you reject the gospel plan of salvation, you cannot be saved. There is but one way to accept Christ, and that is by accepting, and by that we mean by believing and obeying, the Scriptures, believing and obeying what the Bible teaches in order to do to be saved. And so today, let me plead with you not to simply discount the severity of God, because the Bible, from one end of it to the other, makes clear that God is a holy and righteous and just God, and that he will not, as a matter of fact, he cannot tolerate sin. There's no way that you and I can know how really terrible sin is, except that God has told us. And the two basic ways we can learn that is from the fact of the price that it took to give us an opportunity out of it, the price of the Son of God dying on the cross of Calvary. And the second way we can tell how terrible sin is what the loving God must do to us if we live and die in sin, that is, to cast us into hell, even though he is not willing that any should perish, as we read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. And so men do not love the Lord because of ignorance. Now we come to the second basic reason why men do not love the Lord, and that is lust. They simply love the world and love the flesh too much. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, we are told to love not the world. In fact, the Apostle John says, stop loving the world. You see, even those who were Christians, some of them, had drifted back into loving the world just as they had done before they ever became Christians. The book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament teaches us how absurd it is to love the world. But our time is up for this time, and we urge you to be with us next time when we consider more on why men do not love the Lord.